Ministry leadership is hard. It can be exhausting and confusing and overwhelming, especially in times of great change like we're living in now. That's why we need to get up on the balcony, as Ronald Heifetz puts it. We need to learn to get a view from the top, see what's happening on the dance floor. That requires leadership skill, adaptive capacity, emotional health, and deep spiritual formation. I'm Marcus Watson, and my hope is that these quick conversations with Todd Bolsinger would help you both develop a healthy outer life of ministry leadership and a healthy inner life of faithful discipleship. Hey everyone, I'm here with Todd Bolsinger for a quick conversation for the long haul of leadership, and we're going to talk about a quote from Lisa Lamb. Lisa was a guest on episode 161, Preaching for Deep Connection, and here's what she said. She said, an abdication of leadership is also an abuse of leadership. An abdication of leadership is also an abuse of leadership. Todd, let me just toss it to you. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's so interesting because, so Lisa is a preacher and she's a preaching professor. And so she's very, very aware of the power of the preaching moment. And for so many of us who have been preachers, who are just used to people who sit down and listen to us, we start assuming that what leadership is having position and power and having, initials after our names and titles and heavy furniture and corner offices. And that leadership is something that you are given responsibility for. Yeah. I actually think leadership is a skill set where you take on responsibility, where you literally say, I think when a group of people get together and say, there's something broken in the world and I'm willing to be part of the solution. Who wants to join me? That's a leader.
Yeah.
And so when people abdicate that moment of looking at the need, then you're abusing whatever agency you have. Mm. And so especially when a person abdicates the responsibility for seeing pain and seeing a problem in the world and abdicates, who doesn't step in, doesn't take responsibility, there's a kind of abuse, because what happens in that moment is that they leave a person who's in need to suffer. And, and in this sense, you know, the Good Samaritan story is a powerful story by Jesus, an unexpected leadership story. A person who says, I'll take responsibility.
Right.
The leader is the one who would say, I'll take responsibility and I want to gather other people around us to make sure that this highway stops being a place where people get abused or get mugged, right? And so I think there's something about taking responsibility rather than assuming that leadership is some kind of status or authority that requires us to think about.
Yeah. So as you're saying this, what came to mind was, what would the opposite of this statement be, right? So taking responsibility in leadership is also, what might we say, healthy leadership, or
I would say taking responsibility for a place where there's pain is taking leadership.
Yeah,
Leadership is people. It's convening people. It's more than just you. It's like saying, I'm going to step into this, but I'm going to invite other people to step into this, so we can make a difference in the midst of the pain of the world.
Yeah.
And so when you step in and you say, hey, not only am I going to care for this person who got mugged on the road, but we are going to gather together to make sure this becomes a safer road.
You're
giving leadership. What it also means is if you're not willing to change the system, you're not willing to engage in the bigger thing, you're abdicating a leadership moment. And you're abusing the fact that you have this convening power, this power to make this happen.
And the statement that Lisa made was in the context of a conversation about preaching. And so I don't know if you have any thoughts in terms of how to engage, you know, in your preaching, take responsibility in your preaching. Do you have any thoughts on that, having been a preacher and probably having to do that at times?
So I mean, I was raised in the time in the 20th century where, as a young preacher, where people thought preaching was leadership. Like preaching is like standing up in front of a group of people and casting a vision is leadership. I actually think preaching serves leadership. Preaching is about actually opening people's eyes, calling them to the reality, helping them see the work of God in the world. And then leadership is where we respond to that by bringing change.
We
respond to that with transformation. And so more and more, I have said that, you know, leadership is not in a post-Christendom world, in a changing world, leadership is not just standing up and talking. It's not just casting a vision and inspiring. Leadership in this world is about using the opportunity you have to speak and to proclaim and to open the scriptures to call people to take responsibility for the change. And that's ultimately what leadership is. So in that sense, it's a much more collaborative experience.
Where
the preacher's not necessarily the leader. The preacher is a proclaimer, prophet, priest, an exegetes. The leader might be the person who says, so in response to this, here am I, Lord, send me. And who will go with me?
Oh, that's great. That's great. I love that. Here's the quote one more time. Lisa Lamb said, an abdication of leadership is also an abuse of leadership. Well, thanks for listening to this quick conversation with Todd Bolsinger. If you find the Spiritual Life and Leadership podcast valuable, would you share it with someone you know? And would you also rate and review the podcast? That helps to make the podcast more findable for others. Again, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time here on Spiritual Life and Leadership.